This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. World Bank President David Malpass on Saturday warned a G20 summit of leaders that failing to provide more permanent debt relief to some countries now could lead to increased poverty and a repeat of the damaging defaults seen in the 1980s. Malpass said he was pleased by progress on debt transparency and debt relief, but that more needed to be done. He added that the debt challenges are becoming more frequent, including in Chad, Angola, Ethiopia, and Zambia. Nigeria has slipped into recession after its gross domestic product contracted for the second consecutive quarter, according to data released Saturday, which showed the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and low oil prices. Africa's biggest economy was last in recession in 2016, its first in a generation, and emerged the following year. But growth has been fragile, and the pandemic has hit the economy hard amid low oil prices. The continent's top oil exporter relies on crude sales for 90% of foreign currency exchange earnings, that is. The country's statistician general said on Twitter that Q3 2020 real GDP contracted for the second consecutive quarter by negative 3.62%. He added that the oil sector contracted by 13.89% in the third quarter against growth of 16.49% in the same period a year earlier. Following Nigeria's first confirmed COVID-19 case in late February, lockdowns were imposed from late March until early May in the main cities, economic hub Lagos, and the capital, Abuja. As many as 8 Afghan civilians died in rocket attacks on Afghanistan's capital city of Kabul Saturday. That's according to police and government sources.